Welcome to Imagine This Podcast,
the show where we discuss, celebrate, and highlight all the excellent and abundant arts and culture in Milwaukee.
We hope that after listening to the pod, you'll see and experience our city and the incredibly vibrant arts and culture community in a new way.
Hey, hey, how's it going, Mac and David?
Hey, hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
Hello, listeners.
I'm surprised that Mac has not big-timed us this week after his incredible solo pod last week with Jason Foster.
Oh, this isn't Mac. This is a stand-in for Mac, actually. I've been briefed to say what Mac might say. Right now, he's actually out in the West Coast talking to Metal Arc Media. He's talking to the guys from Pod Save America to figure out his deal. So I'm merely a stand-in for him. So he sends his regards, and he looks forward to me performing the role of his functions.
Faux Mac, what do you think makes you pretty distinct from normal Mac?
Oh, man. I care about people as they are, as opposed to just sacks of meat and fluid that might do something for me at some point in my existence. So that would make me different from Mac. So there you go.
But Faux Mac still eats apples. That's very realistic.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's who doesn't like apples?
We also learned that in the pre-show that Faux Mac doesn't eat carrots, which is... We knew that something
I
was
like carrots. Faux Mac enjoys carrots when they're really seasoned heavily. But on its own?
Oh, okay. Paprika.
Paprika. Yeah, man. Paprika is a... Do we want to do a top 10 spices? Is that could we do that on an upcoming podcast, or a top 5 spices?
Oh, absolutely.
Paprika is going to be like...
Actually, I've got the answers right now. Yeah.
Top 5 spices.
Top 5 spices.
Okay. Dill. I realize that's also an herb, but you're just going to...
No, yeah. It's in the spice rack.
It's in the spice rack. Dill, smoked paprika, cinnamon, garam masala. I give up. That's all. That's all I got.
That's four egg garam masala.
Oh, and roasted Penzi's roasted garlic.
Penzi's. Oh, you dropped the sponsor.
Name
the potential sponsor. Then.
Sponsored by Penzi's. Not really. That'd be great though.
You wish.
Yeah.
Use that at Imagine. Use that Imagine promo code at Penzi's and just let them know we're out there.
Yeah.
No, we're interested in a Penzi's sponsorship. What is it? Love people, serve good food. That's what they say.
We agree with that. Yeah.
We agree. We're aligned with that.
Okay, Faux Mac. Top 5 spices.
Top 5 spices.
Things in the spice rack.
Top 5 spices. MSG. Cajun combination. Old Bay. Himalayan sea salt. And then the last one is accent, which is also MSG.
Which is also right. Also MSG, by the way.
MSG generic. And at the end, I went accent. So
what is this janky spice list?
I'm speaking up for the spices that are overlooked. I'm cheering for the spices that are, you know, that don't get much run, much love. So that's my vote. I'm speaking for the spice list.
Wow.
So top 5 spices on my end. King of all spices, MSG. Queen of all spices, MSG. Prince of all spices, MSG.
No, this is a terrible
Duke of all
list.
Spices, MSG.
This is terrible.
And what's after Duke? Baron of all spices, MSG.
MSG for the win. FTW, MSG, FTW.
I regret starting this conversation.
So, yes, this is, as we defined, as breezy. And it's not a usual episode, y'all, because some might say we are guest-free this week. Others might say we're not recording at our usual time because some of us have friends visiting from out of town and don't want to interrupt.
Who also wouldn't come to the podcast, by the way.
Yeah. So we're not
saying
I didn't want to subject her to this.
Why not? We are charming young men who have a breezy podcast about, you know, arts and culture.
Move along.
And occasionally spice rankings. So anyways, this episode, though, is one of interest because we're going to be talking about the upcoming Milwaukee Arts, Culture, and Creative Industry Summit for November 16th at the St. Kate's.
In person, at the St. Kate's.
In person.
What?
So, what? You know, within the first day. I think we set a target for 150 registrations. I think that's mentally like, can we get 150 people together? And on the first day, we're already at 100, right? We've already hit, you know, that. So I'm excited to see where this is going to go. And
that's right.
These are good problems to have. Like, we don't have enough room. These are good problems to have because you just don't know in this time of day. We're requiring vaccines, encouraging people to wear masks, especially if you're not feeling well that day, don't come. So we're definitely leading towards let's be as safe as possible. But we're excited about that gathering. So after the mini break. We're going to talk about what to expect there and to get you excited to, and hopefully if you haven't registered yet, to entice you to come. But before then, you know, during the last 22 months or so, I don't know, big old time, we haven't been going to these convenings. And I think all of us have had experiences, like that's part of our work, as we go to these regional, go to national convenings, conferences, to connect, find affinity, learn what's out there. So we haven't had that. And I think we wanted to open with, what have you missed? What are you looking forward to bringing back? You know, what did you take for granted? You don't know what you got till it's gone. Brett Michaels once sang for Poison. And I think that's so true.
Not a spice. Poison, not a spice.
Poison, not a spice. That's a top five negative spices. Hemlock, Poison, Rat Poison, the fourth one, Turmeric, and then...
All right, David, what have you missed?
What have you missed, Dave?
I give up, okay. David, what have you missed about conferences?
You know, I think what I've missed the most is the ability to meet and connect with folks, right? I've met, this is not a secret, like some of my best friends in Milwaukee I met at conferences. Like real Mac. FOMAC doesn't know that story. I don't know that FOMAC got that background.
That was in the briefing document, so no.
Yeah, just the ability to be able to connect in person and like visit with people and get to know each other. I think, you know, Milwaukee is a town that I think operates on in-person connection, right? Like you have to know people, you have to be with people, you have to gain people's trust by sharing space with them. And I think these last 20 months or so have been I think really powerful in that we've been able to like connect over a Zoom and virtual, but there's nothing that really kind of replaces that ability to sort of share physical space with people. And that's what I'm really looking forward to on the 16th, is being able to get back together with folks within our system in person. A lot of the folks who helped to build this organization, a lot of the folks who we've kind of picked up along the way over the last 20 months, and be able to share space with them. I can't wait. How about you two?
Lindsay?
You know, when I think about going to conferences, I think about like the phenomenon of the conference friend, which is someone that you didn't know before. Even better if they're from the place that you're from, but somehow you hadn't connected and you're like, oh man, it took us coming all the way to Salt Lake City to meet and to hang. But it feels like when you're in that environment where you're away from home and you all are in the same like other place, that there's more openness to cultivating like loose connections and like building on them immediately. Like, you know, having a great conversation with someone at like a breakout session or a icebreaker or whatnot, and being like, hey, let's go to dinner later, in a way that maybe you don't get in your professional life today. So I guess the connection I'm trying to make is to tell myself and to tell our listeners is, I hope we can all bring some of that spirit to the summit, because the advantage is that you're going to run into people you don't know, but we do all live here. Like there's no barrier to continuing that relationship after. So I'm excited for that possibility. How about you, Mac?
Yeah, I think your comment really resonated with me. I think there's something about being present with people in person, which is so different from having three screens open and I'm going to check my email while I'm on this thing, right? Like just the diversion of distraction and just being face to face, mask to mask, as it were. I'm really looking forward to that. And again, it's even more intense when we're out of town, right? Because you can't go home, right? You go back to your hotel room, you might be more inclined to go out and grab that extra drink or have that dinner with people. Yeah, we're all going out. And it's like, yeah, let's go to dinner. Like that's stuff I definitely look forward to. And I hope folks stick around for the happy hour, et cetera, but I'm really excited for us to be able to convene in that way. And I think the symmetry is really fascinating. Last time we gathered folks like this, obviously we've had work group meetings and other types of other ways of convening stakeholders, but like a large convening like this was November a couple of years ago, right? When we launched the launch party, which was a totally great vibe. So I'm looking forward to making sure we have that same sense of welcoming and same sense of connectivity. Again, I'm looking forward to that. So yeah, I'm excited about it. And the mint's on the table. and stealing an extra blueberry muffin at the continental breakfast. We're not going to have one, but on the
don't make false promises. There will not be blueberry muffins. There will be lunch, but I don't think there will be blueberry muffins.
Yeah. Grabbing an extra apple out of somebody else's box, lunchbox.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, looking forward to those things. Or like leftover, like, oh, there's 5 tuna fish sandwiches. I'll take those. I'll eat those 5 tuna fish. Take it to go.
This is how we know this is faux Mac again, because real Mac in this day and age in 2021 would not be collecting 5 tuna fish sandwiches.
Real Mac would just not eat the bread part. Would just
that was in the briefing document.
That was in the briefing document. Just eat the protein. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to this gathering, right?
That's right. And as our podcast turned advertisement continues, let's talk a little bit more about some of the sessions we're looking forward to. There are going to be 5 tracks throughout the day. Let's dig into that a little bit more.
Right. So the full theme, right, of the conference is imagining forward and creating together, right? Like, how do we call in our artists, creatives, arts and culture leaders, business and civic leaders together to help us imagine the future of Milwaukee and actually call us in to create together, right? That's kind of like the opening framing of the conference. And then we will be sort of, as Lindsay said, breaking out into 5 concurrent sessions where attendees will be able to dive in a little bit deeply into each one of these, into each one of the session tracks to be able to really imagine forward and create together, right? That's sort of our call to action. So what's super interesting to you guys on the agenda that you want to make sure that this is the time when for listeners, right? Like, what should they not miss?
Well, I'm pretty excited about making arts the 6th social determinant of health. We've been in conversations with our friends at Medical College of Wisconsin lately, and David Nelson, or other David, as
some people think to
call some him. People refer to him, David N. Just has this really strong sense of enthusiasm around how absolutely essential arts and culture is, and equal access to arts and culture is as a metric of individual and community health. And so he's going to join us to talk with Anne Bastien about some of those ties between arts and public health and how we can seek to embed them more deeply in neighborhoods throughout Milwaukee.
It's admittedly a bit of a cheeky title, right? Given that I think arts and culture and creativity is kind of embedded in the idea of like engagement, which is, I think, one of the social determinants of health. Yeah. But I think our point, and Lindsay, let me know if you agree, right? That like there's something specific about arts, culture, and creativity that feels almost as important as food, as housing, as the other sort of like main social determinants, or at least that's the perspective that I'd like to hold, right? That arts, culture, and creativity is a thing that should not be kind of lumped in with just kind of meh, you know, we're engaging in stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we're interested in how we can better talk about how arts and culture is access is equal to food, to housing, et cetera, from the perspective of its ability to influence self-expression, influence mental wellness, influence all sorts of things that are important to what makes us human.
Core to make us human, right?
Mm-hmm. Mac, what are you excited about? Faux Mac.
So according to the briefing doc, he wanted to make sure that you understood that they're all the tracks are great. And that's intentional. We want people to feel like, oh, I can't pick just one. Because the hopes is that these aren't only hour long conversations, and we hope to continue this after the summit. So in all ways, I think David said it was like tapas style, right? We're not going to solve it today, but our hope is that through reconvening this thing that you'll be like, I want to be back in this conversation. And how do I stay connected with these other folks who are interested in continuing this conversation and all that. So that being said, this is my way of saying they're all great. But I'm really, really interested in the artists support for artist track, because you know, I, again, I'm plugging it. I've been putting that session together or those 2 hours together, and it's really intended to be very interactive. We're not necessarily going to have a speaker in front of the room. We're going to have maps and some findings from our recent artist and creative survey that we did a month and a half ago, already ready to share and put that in front of people and have them add to these maps when it comes up, like, what's the map of Milwaukee with regards to supporting for artists? You know, what are the institutions or what are the informal networks that are out there? So excited to have Cindy, who's our public ally, actually help build that map and bring that in front of people. And then as a result of that, right, we're hoping some really powerful questions come up for folks. And then using the second hour to actually invite people open space style to jump into that conversation and dig deeper on it. And the teaser for me is that, like, we want to support you to keep talking about it, because we want, our hope is that whatever you're talking about is going to be in service to you, you know, unpacking a challenge or really moving forward on a potential innovative idea to provide support. So artists and creatives can thrive in the city. So if anything, right, it's not panel-y. It's the opposite of panel-y. It's like, if you want to come and connect mm-hmm. with others and talk and do some, you know, really get in
yeah. it. Yeah, that's right. And Mac, to that point, you know, some of these sessions will feel slightly more panel-y for part of it in service of putting experts in front of the room or in facilitating a conversation in a different way. But our real hope is an intention of this gathering is that we don't all leave just thinking, oh, that was interesting, I learned something that day. Like, imagine is this container to move forward these conversations, whether that be through our work groups, whether that be through like specific issue-based cohorts that you're really excited about gathering with folks to make tangible change over the next year. Like, that's what this is moving forward towards, yep. you know? Yep. And the other advantage to, like, this isn't a conference you're going to in another city. Like, you're here among peers in Milwaukee having these conversations that we don't often get to have together, but that's mm-hmm. going to move towards real action over the next year until the next time we have a summit.
Yeah. And I think too, that, like, you know, there are questions that this conference is going to kind of uplift that we're not gonna, like what FOMAC said, right? We're not going to solve it in an hour, right? We're not going to solve time travel or trust or building a new outcome measure within an hour, right? Like, but these are really just sort of starters, right? Almost appetizers or tapas, as he said. I think for me, there are a couple things that I want to highlight, right? Like, we have, we've been so blessed to have Jason LaTurner join us as a volunteer research guru person, grounded research person, facilitator. And he's actually going to be leading one conversation in particular that I think is really interesting, right? It's the session on building a new outcome measure. I think traditionally arts and culture groups have been measuring impact by amount of people through a door, and that feels, or number of people in seats, and that feels a little bit not useful, but not enough for our current moment, right? And so how might we begin to begin a conversation about what is an important measure to look at, and to a metric to test or to collect, but then moreover, like, is there a path to another success measure or another outcome measure that speaks more specifically to the work that arts, culture, creatives do, right? And I think based on some of the conversations I've been in with groups, everybody talks about how arts builds empathy and builds understanding and builds connection. And I'd be very interested, right, to figure out how Milwaukee's arts and culture groups and cultural producers and artists generate an outcome such as community joy, pride, ownership. Like, those are the things that I think really speak to the true power of what our sector does. And I'm just excited to, I mean, again, they're not going to solve this in that 60-minute session, but if you want to be a part of that conversation, definitely be in that session, or at least send a proxy, send a faux Mac to that session so he can sort of pull in all of that information. I think related to that, too, there's another session on Milwaukee's creative capital, creative economy. And I think that is a conversation that's sort of been brewing here in our region for the last 10 years. And I think for us to have, you know, one of the nation's foremost leaders in creative economy stuff, Christine Harris, join us in that conversation, I think is going to be really, really exciting for us to be able to kind of align, right, on how we're going to pull together all these disparate pieces of our region's creative economy, which is, you'll hear me say this a lot over the next 14 days, 3.1% of our state's GDP. It's number three behind retail and manufacturing, and, you know, generates somewhere on the order, employs about 100,000 people and generates billions of dollars of economic impact. I think it's a it's an under-leveraged sector of our state's economy, and I think it's about time that that we have a point of view on it.
So this event's coming up, and what, you know, the thing we, I don't think any of us mentioned, what's the cost to attend this event?
It's free.
So really, cost is not an issue, right? In terms of obviously your time, obviously your presence, that's going to take a time and effort to come in person. But in terms of out of your pocket, it's free. So we're trying to make it accessible to everyone in Milwaukee. And so hopefully you can join. And how could people RSVP?
They can go to imaginemke.org/summit. Or just imaginemk.org if you don't remember that. And there's a link in the upper right-hand corner.
And we'll, of course, put it all in the show notes.
Yeah, so definitely encourage you to get in on it and get there.
So for those who might be a little bit out of practice for conferencing, we have a couple of fun tools to get people sort of into the practice, right, of connecting, whether it's virtually or online. And so we have partnered with conference app Hoova. So once you sign up, you'll get a link to download the app where you'll get to like participate in some fun icebreakers, message boards, like all of the stuff to sort of get you to the point of potentially readiness for this conference. You'll be able to see the summit agenda. You'll get like updated speakers, session descriptions, all that stuff. I've been really enjoying the icebreaker tool, right? Or where folks are sort of answering a fun question. A Real Mac noted that a fun book that he recently read was Nick Green's How to Watch Basketball Like a Genius, which super fun conceit. I don't know if FOMAC knows about it, but it is he interviews a bunch of experts in other fields to see how they watch basketball, which is such a fun sort of way of getting expert insights on a thing that everybody understands, or at least most people understand, right? When you watch basketball, you're just, you know, yeah. So I think a really fun way for us to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. So that we're also going to do in real time. It sounds kind of ironic, but you know, we're actually going to do a Zoom call on the Wednesday prior. I believe that's the 10th. Right?
Almost a week before the conference.
Yeah. And so we're going to do that on the 10th, just to invite anyone can come and I'll host it. And it's just a way for us to just briefly connect people who are interested in meeting other people. We'll have some real-time get to know you engagements, as well as really elicit, maybe get some insights about what folks are really looking forward to participating in, which might help us send some last second design tweaks on our time together. But in essence, right, is just trying to get people excited and about wanting to be together, recognizing that for some folks, this might be their first engagement with us. And for some folks, they might've been there since the jump, but either way, we really want to extend a sense of relentless invitation for people. We don't want people up against the wall feeling left out. That's the opposite of what we want. And so look for that coming up as well. This will be, this comes out on Tuesday. This will be the next day, right?
We'll be tomorrow. That's right.
Do that over lunch. So in addition to having five concurrent tracks, you know, after the large, you know, we start with imagining and creating together, and you break out into five concurrent tracks. And we talked about some of those. We are going to come together to close out together. That is a piece that's focusing on Milwaukee's creative diaspora. And it's called Enriching the Creative Industries in Other Cities. And David, do you want to talk about sort of the intentionality and the thought behind why is this closing up?
This really came up, you know, I think has been percolating in all of our minds for a while now. We've been hearing a lot about, you know, well, what happens when Milwaukee's artists and creatives leave, right? So perhaps a little bit famously recently, Sister Strings moved down to Nashville and apparently are having an incredible time there. The reason that we've been hearing anecdotally about why folks may want to leave is that the environment here in Milwaukee isn't welcoming to their talents or them as individuals, right? And so I think we've heard from a lot of folks who are from Milwaukee who have left to make their careers in other places, and they've taken their talents to, you know, places like Nashville, like Los Angeles, like Atlanta, like New York, and enriching these other cities. And I think we probably hold the perspective that, you know, we can create a more welcoming environment here for their talents and their skills and their vision. Those talents may help to enrich and further grow our city and region. And so this is sort of a bit of a call in for folks who've left Milwaukee to talk about some of their work in other places. And moreover, I think not only their work in other places, but like how other places are and their posture towards artists and creatives. I think we've done a lot of research over the last year about Milwaukee's kind of like temperature, right, for artists and creatives. And I think this would be a nice sort of a check-in with some of the folks who are living in other places. And then we end with a happy hour, networking happy hour, where everybody gets together and gets happy, Dave.
Right in the lobby of
Happy Days ish, happy ish, yes, right in the lobby of the St. Kate's.
Good stuff. So, so with that, I think that's a good point. If you're in the area, November 16th, we highly encourage you and you listen to this pod, that means you're the right person to come to this event. And if you already RSVP'd, we'd love to see you on the Whova app, ice break, check in to let us know you're coming and let us know what you're excited about. We look forward to continuing the conversation there. And thanks to all of our listeners, for allowing us to do a quick infomercial, as Lindsay said, as we push this event out there. So thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to help support the pod, share with others, post about it on social, leave a rating and review, contact us directly at pod@imaginemke.org.
Imagine This Podcast is produced, edited, and hosted by Lindsay Sheridan MacArthur Antigua and David Lee. Make sure you also listen and subscribe to back episodes of Black Imagination and Arts Forward MKE. The links for all of those can be found at imaginemke.org/podcasts.
To catch all the latest from Imagine MKE, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at imagine_MKE or Facebook at imaginemke. Or go to our website and sign up for our incredible newsletter where you would have heard about this incredible summit last week. Thanks again, and we will catch you next Tuesday when Real Mac hopefully rejoins us from his sojourn, and we will be probably amping up the conference even more. See you then.
Bye. Bye.